COVID-19 cases have been reported at two of Northern Berkshire County's major cultural institutions, Mass Mocha in North Adams, Massachusetts, and Williams College in Williamstown. In an email obtained by WAMC News Monday, Mass Mocha explains to staff and tenants at its 16-acre campus that one of its employees tested both positive and negative for COVID-19 in two separate tests. The employee, who is described as not working in a public-facing position, is said to still be in a 14-day quarantine period and in good health. The museum says in the email that it has conducted contact tracing and has tested all employees who interacted with the person. According to the message, all test results had come back negative, while all staffers still waiting on results were self-isolating. It says that the contact tracing had been, quote, administered 5 to 7 days after contact with a potential C-19 case.
I'm deeply disappointed to know that there was a delay in notifying the entire Mass Mocha community.
North Adams City Council Vice President Jason LaForest.
My hope is that any institution would be timely and transparent in their efforts to protect their staff and any visitors that may be attending the museum. While Mass Mocha may have a duty to protect its image, it has a more significant obligation to protect the city around it and its family of employees and visitors and the individuals and families that support the museum.
The email, which was signed by Director Joe Thompson and Deputy Director Tracy Moore, asks that recipients respect the privacy of the staffer who tested positive and to, quote, not gossip about the incident. Moore confirmed the veracity of the email to WAMC and offered the following statement. Quote, Mass Mocha is working closely with the Berkshire County Public Health Nurse and leaders at Berkshire Medical Center and is strictly following their guidance to protect the health and safety of all staff, visitors, artists, and the local community at large. Asked if the positive case would impact the museum's protocols, Moore said, quote, Mass Mocha will continue to follow the state of Massachusetts, public health, and CDC guidelines for employees and visitors. Moore would not confirm the date the museum learned of the positive test, instead telling WAMC that, quote, the timing was recent. The Contemporary Art Museum closed in March due to the COVID-19 pandemic and went through a deep round of layoffs before reopening with new safety precautions in July. As Thompson told WAMC then, the sheer size of the complex precludes the museum from the kind of restrictions on attendance that smaller spaces must follow.
Because of the vast acreage of space and using the state's guidelines, there's really no effective limit on the absolute number. The place is big enough to absorb literally thousands of people while still having, you know, 10 times the required social distancing space.
North Adams Mayor Tom Bernard told WAMC Monday he was aware of the positive test and that he had trust in how the museum was addressing the situation.
Leaked information may signal a desire that people have to have more information than is recommended. My understanding being that they're following public health guidance in how they're notifying, what they're notifying, and then, you know, taking the step when questions come beyond that to make sure that the public is put at ease.
Mass Mocha boasts an annual attendance of 160,000 on its website and is a major tourism magnet for the region, bringing over $50 million into the local economy, according to a 2017 Williams College study. Meanwhile, that institution, just a few miles west in Williamstown, has also had its first brush with the pandemic since it began welcoming students back for in-person education last week. Fred Puttister, the college's vice president for finance and administration, says a first-year student tested positive for COVID-19 upon arrival on Thursday.
When we got the word from our health center, we contacted the student and implemented our protocols to have the student placed in isolation for the quarantine period, and everything went as according to our plan.
The college unrolled extensive requirements for students returning to campus in early August, including an immediate quarantine.
And then when your tests come back, and they've been coming back from the Broad Institute between 24 and 36 hours, you then get a second test, and if you test twice negative, you are released from quarantine.
Puttister says the quick response to the positive tests is a confirmation of Williams protocols and that the incident will not affect them moving forward. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.